Okay, so good morning, everybody. So we are learning today Parshas Re'eh. Not only is it Parshas Re'eh, of course, but we are preparing to usher in Chodesh Elul, Shabbos, and Sunday is the month of Elul. So there's a lot of topics, brief overview of the Parsha, a lot of topics covered in this week's Parsha. Moshe, of course, continues to address the Bnei Yisrael days before his Patira. He tells us that there will be brachos on Har Grizim and klalos on Har Eva once the people cross the land, instructions to destroy the Avodah Zarah of the nations that dwell in the land of Canaan, commandment to seek out Hashem's presence in the Mishkan, then the Beis HaMikdash. We are forbidden from consuming blood. Do not stray after a false prophet. Ir Hanidachas, a city that has strayed completely after idolatry. Command to destroy the whole city by sword. We have animals that are fit for consumption and animals that are not kosher. Mitzvahs related to giving tzedakah and meiser, which is really what we're going to be talking about today as we talk about teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avir, and esroa ha-gezeira. The mitzvahs of tzedakah are in this week's parasha. Laws related to the Shemitah year. Also mitzvahs related to the Shalosh Hagam. So there is a lot going on in this week's parasha. I just saw a very nice Hasidish vart. The parasha opens with Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayam Bracha Uklala. See, I place before you today bracha, blessing and curse. Blessing and curse. So the bracha, if you listen to the mitzvot of Hashem, and the klala, if you don't listen and you stray from the path to go after foreign gods. First of all, again, the focus on Hayam. Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayam. Miriam Peretz says, and I believe we quoted a few weeks ago, she says, every day I make a choice. Every day a person has to choose. Just because yesterday I was successful in the battle against my Yetzer Hara does not mean I can rest on my laurels and be assured of victory today. Re'eh, see? It should be real to you as something that you see. I see this cup. I see this table, seat that I put before you today. Every day is a new choice. There's the bracha and there is the klala. But I saw a very nice chassidish for Re'eh Anochi, just on those first two words. Moshe was saying, look at me and see what a life of Torah can make of a person. He was the greatest human being to have ever lived, and yet he was a human being, even though we can't exactly understand what it means to have seen or to have lived or to have been Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam Navi k'Moshe. There never was a prophet like Moshe in Yisrael forever. However, Re'eh Anochi, Chassidish Var, look at me, see me, and look what a life of Torah can do to a person. So of course, it's a beautiful Mr. Haska. We should set our heights on the Rabbanim, on the Gedolim, on those who are Marbitei Torah, and see what living a life of Torah can do for a person. So I thought that was very nice and very relevant. Right. Moving on, the Pasuk says, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Aleph, 14:1, Banim atem laHashem Elokeichem, you are children to Hashem your God. Lo tisgodedu, you shall not cut yourselves. Velo tasimu karcha bein einechem lameis, don't make a bald spot between your eyes when you are mourning for a dead person. There are limits to avelus. Even when it comes to avelus, there are halachos. And the Torah dictates that we must always be dignified, even in a person's state of greatest pain. I was reading a beautiful essay of Salvechuk on mourning, and he says the Torah wants the person to mourn. We are not meant to reject the painful times in life. There are halachos, however, to mourning that dictate how we do it. Ki am kadosh ata l'Hashem elkecha. You always have to remember you're a holy nation to Hashem, your God. Ubacha, look at, listen to the words. Ubacha bachar Hashem liolos lo la'am segula. You're a treasured or a chosen people, mikala amin, from all the nations that are upon the face of the earth. So you may not make a cut, because you are all children to Hashem, you may not cut yourselves. So Medrash Tanchuma says, lo tisgodedu, don't cut yourselves, do not divide yourself into rival groups and quarrel with one another. Lo tisgodedu, don't cut, don't make divisions, don't make barriers. Don't put up mechitos between you and the other person. Don't make a ka. Chazal note in Maseches Yevamos 13b, the same idea about groups that quarrel with one another. The pasuk says, "Velo tisko dedu." But why should you not cut yourselves, put a division? Because banim atam l'Hashem elkechem. You are all children to Hashem your God. A simple man once came and he asked the Chavetz Chaim, why is the world named Hasidim and Misnagdim? And even the Hasidim themselves are split into many sects. Some emphasize learning over prayer, others emphasize prayer at length but little learning, some engage in music and song, others prefer to dance. What would we be lacking, said the man, if we had one type of Jew, one sect, and everybody belonged to the same group, what would we be missing if everyone said the same word for prayers?
What? I said, and no mechitzes.
What did you say?
No mechitzes.
There would be no mechitzes. No, I don't. I'm not going there. Someone once asked Rav Soloveitchik about going to shul on Rosh Hashanah, to a shul that did not have a mechitza, and the Rav advised him to stay home rather than go to shul and hear shofar because it was not a kosher mechitza. But as a joke, b'derech tzchok, okay. So everyone's style and customs would be the same. So I'll tell you something so funny. Shabbos at the table, somehow we happen to be talking about, I don't even know why it came up, Hasidim, and then yeshivish, and then modern. So one of my boys, who's 10 and a half, said, what are we? Like an identity crisis at 10. So I said to him later, quietly, I said, you know, we're just good Jews. You just try and do the right thing. You follow the Torah. We try and do the mitzvahs. You try and be the best Evet Hashem that you can be without putting yourself, you know, into a specific pigeonhole. Now, certain people are, that's fine. I'm saying that I thought it was so interesting that he, from a 10-year-old's perspective, wanted to know, what is he? Because he knows he's not Chassid, so where exactly does he fit? So I told him, you try and be the best Jew that you could be. That's who we are. So the Chofetz Chaim answered this man with a very good analogy. And he said, before you ask me about the different groups within our nation, go ask the Kaiser of Russia why he has so many different types of soldiers and fighters. He has infantry and cavalry. He has artillery units, an air force, navy soldiers, warships. Ask him, what would the world be missing if in your war you had, you know, you think of today of the IDF, it's very relevant. We have the navy, we have the air force, and we have the ground troops. We should have only one type of force, one type of soldier, one type of weaponry. Wouldn't you be effective if you only had one type? So, of course, the answer would be in times of war, when you're going to battle, and we already spoke about the battle of the Yetzer Hara and the focus of Hayom. Okay? Every day is a new war. There are different tactics that the nation needs to fight the Yetzer Hara. Some people focus more on prayer. We need those who focus on prayer. Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avrina, sro'gzera. Some people are less focused on prayer, but maybe more focused on the inyan of tzedakah. Someone just told me something amazing about a certain person, nameless, in a certain community, who's a tremendous Baal Tzedakah. It was unbelievable. I know who it is. And there was a specific person in need. And this Baal Tzedakah went to the house, a very difficult situation. And he didn't say, do you need anything? What can I do for you? He just went with an envelope and he put it down for her. And he said, here. Use it for whatever you need. So I'm not saying he doesn't focus on tefillah. I'm using it as an example. We talk about tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avir, nesrog, zeir. Why don't we just say one path erases the evil decree? There are different paths in Yahadus. Just like the IDF today, I'm taking from the Chafetz Chaim's mashal to our day and time. Of course we need the Air Force, and we also need the ground forces, and we also need, what's the last one? Navy. Okay? So we need all forces. So the Chafetz Chaim said, the foot soldier overcomes enemy from close. The horseman can cause great fear. The artillery strike from afar. So too, says the Chafetz Chaim, regarding the war with the Yetzer Hara. All the different sects, as well as the Misnagdim, the Hasidim, today you would say the Yeshivish, whoever it is, they're all soldiers. The modern Orthodox, they're soldiers for the cause of Hashem. I don't even like to use these terms. And because, you know, you learn with me, I hardly ever use these terms. But I'm using them specifically for purpose of this class because every Jew has value in Hashem's army. Kol Yotzei Tzava, you have to count every person from 20 to 60, Kol Yotzei Tzava, who's in the Tzava Hashem, as long as it's within the realm of Torah and L'Shem Shamayim. That's key. If you're fighting for the king, so you have the right intent and purpose, then your job is precious and important. One strength is Torah learning, one is prayer, one is song. All that is important is that they are loyal to their Father in Heaven. You want to say something?
Yeah, I just thought that like it was really...
Can I make a brachas?
Put in the beginning of who we were as a nation, because we were ready in the beginning, split up like into Shevatim.
Very nice.
So already, and basically each Shevet had its strength.
Very nice. The way Yaakov Avinu blessed his children on his deathbed, each one with their own kolchos,
right.
And each one not like the other. But very nice. So from the beginning, it was ingrained.
makes sense that we're having that in Elul.
Very nice.
When people go into Elul, they're supposed to work on their individual strengths and their individual foibles. And so it makes sense that it's in this pasha right before Elul, because this is the time when you're not supposed to look at the other person, you're supposed to look inside yourself and fix what you are.
Very nice. Trying to think of a certain mashal that Rabbi Merche Kamenetsky tells over. But I don't know if I remember it exactly. There was a certain person, I'm going to try, there was, based on what you said, because that we have to look at ourselves, because if everyone has their own kochos, and the soldier, the king needs everyone in the army, just like Hashem needs every Jew. We have to appreciate that, except that the key is to make sure I'm doing the best job possible, not worry
about the other one,
about how the other guy is doing. By the way, it's much easier said than done, because okay? That's human nature. Perhaps that's the beginning of the parsha. Re'e anochi nosein defnechem hayam bracha uklala. That if you choose the path of introspection and cheshbon and nefesh and focus on yourself, hayom, every day, look at me, Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll choose the path of bracha. And if you spend so much time focusing on other people, ultimately, kina, taiva, v'kavod, motzi, and asa adam mina olam. Jealousy, kina, taiva, desire, and the quest for honor take you out of this world. If you spend so much time worrying about the other guy, that's the path of Kala. And especially as we enter the Chodesh Elul, it's a tremendous month of introspection. One of my favorite vignettes about Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev, Zchusi Agen Aleinu. Every night he used to make a cheshbon nefesh, introspection, an accounting of the soul. He would say all the things he did good, and then he would say all the things he felt he didn't do good, and then he would say, Levi Yitzchak, tomorrow you're going to be better. And then the other half of himself would say, Levi Yitzchak, you said that last night. And then the other half of himself would say, but tonight, Levi Yitzchak, I really mean it. So it's very, very powerful, because that's all of us. Every day we face the same choices. So it could be either, you know, I feel I can't do it again, or the HRS is going to try and say, you couldn't do it yesterday, you can't do it today. But today, every day is bracha and klala. So as I'm trying to remember the mashal. A certain person came to Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky relates that a certain person once came to get advice, I believe, from his Rav, and he said he had a business and his friend has a business and his friend's business is so successful and his is failing. So the Rav asked him for the details. So he said his business put in new lights, so I put in new lights. Then his business expanded by 200 feet, I don't know, so I expanded. He redecorated, I redecorated. He put down carpet and got new shelving, I did. So finally the Rav said to him, you're so focused on what he's doing, you can't even worry about what you yourself need in your own business. If you're so worried about the other guy, then it leads to a life of kala. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Zatzal says, Kina taiva v'kavan motzien esa adam mina olam. We tend to think it means takes us out of life in the next world. But ultimately, he says, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says, if you know anyone consumed with jealousy and the quest for honor, who's so worried about someone else, it destroys their life in this world. They don't even have to wait till they get to the next world. They're so consumed by negativity here, by the klala that they bring upon themselves, that they don't even have to worry about the next world. So speaking about focusing on our own midos, I want to go back for a minute to something that I think of when I'm having kavana, trying during Shema. We spoke about Parshas Vaschana, but we say V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha. The b'chol levavcha means with your two yetzers, by the way. Okay, speaking about this, with your two yetzers, your yetzer tov and your yetzer ra, we said you must utilize your Yetzer HaTov and recognize your Yetzer HaRa. B'chol nafshecha, says Rashi, even if he takes your life. And now, b'chol me'odecha, and this is what I want to talk about. So the first thing Rashi says is serve him with all your money, okay? Hey, we're coming up to the Yamim Noraim. I just said to my sister-in-law, it's such an expensive time of year. But part of Avodas Hashem is to use your gashmis to what? Procure ruchnias, okay? Yantuf clothing, the sukkah, the arba minim, we know, the basar v'dagim for the Shabbos table. But then Rashi says something else. And Rashi says, b'chol mida u'mida shamodei l'cha, with each and every measure that he gives you. And Rashi says, what does this mean? Beim b'mida tova, ben mimida peranus, whether he gives you something good or whether he gives you something peranus, difficult. And then Rashi quotes David HaMelech, and we say it in Halal. David HaMelech says, I thought about it in Havdalah, this Motzei Shabbos, Kos Yeshua's Esa, Uveshem Hashem Echo. When things are going good, because Yeshua says, I lift my cup of salvation. It's great today. Who do I call upon? Thank you, God. But David HaMelech also says, Tzara v'yagon emtza v'shem Hashem echa. When I find the tzaros and the yagon and the sighing and the pain, Salvation says there's no such thing as the sun always shines. One who thinks so is mistaken. However, in both times, b'chol me'odacha, says Rashi, whether it's kos yeshuos esa or it is tzara v'yagon emtza, the ultimate answer is v'shem Hashem echa. When we look back, the end of summer, to me, is a very melancholy time. I'm not a kid. I don't go to camp. The summer's the same as during the year. We don't take vacations. I'm teaching. The kids are in camp. It's the same pattern in the house. But I don't feel at any other time the passage of time more than after the summer. Even as an adult who doesn't take off and who continues to do the exact same thing.
The light changes. Yeah, it's a seasonal affect. There's actually a science to that.
Oh yeah, there's a science. Yeah, I'm talking about from a Yahadist perspective.
But I'm just saying this.
One second. But I want, yeah.
You know, I was talking to the children about that, with the flying time.
A little louder.
I'm talking to the children about the talk of the flying time after the summer. It's a melancholy time. And they said they feel the same way.
For sure kids do. I know from my kids' eyes, they feel the same way because they have to go back. Wait. My kids, Nebuch, they wait all year. They recently said, and someone else told me, her kid said this, they should have 10 months summer, 2 months should be school. Kids for sure feel, okay, if scientific or not, that's interesting by the way, but I'm talking about from a Yahadist perspective because after summer it's Elul.
That's it.
So the time goes so fast, and we focus on the morning of Tammuz and the morning of Av, and then on the Menachem of Av, and we have Shirma on the Menachem Asad, and then you turn around, and it's Elul. And this is it. It's the last month of the year before the Yom Hadin, and we look back on the year individually, and we look back on the year nationally. Individually, every person could say, Kos Yeshuos Esa. Everybody has good times in life. And even if, by the way, all you did is you woke up in the morning and you took a breath, that's Kos Yeshuos Esa. Like, I could breathe this morning. I'm serious. Yeah. And then on the other hand, individually and nationally, we all have Tzara V'yagon Emtza V'shem Hashem Echa. There are both paths in life. Life is, there's a fork in the road. And really, sometimes we're rocking both paths at the same time. They don't even have to be mutually exclusive. Sometimes in the midst of the good, there's also the difficulty that we struggle with. So Elul really signifies this dichotomy as we reflect on the past year of Levi Yitzchak Zerach Cheshbon HaNefesh every night. At what we do in Elul. What we did good, talking about our Avodas Hashem. What we need to change, and knowing that this is the last month going up to the Yom Hadin. Rav Yisrael Solanter once saw a person who was very grumpy and gloomy in the month of Elul. So the master of Musar said, "What are you so? Why are you in such a smutna punim?" I don't know the exact lashon. So the man said, "I'm doing teshuva." So Rav Yisrael Solanter said, "Because you're doing teshuva, do I have to suffer?" And your faith is public property, so it is a very serious time, but it's also a time of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and we have to be sure we serve him with all three capacities. Now, why am I dafka bringing up this Rashi and going back to Parshas Veschanan? Because I like to offer a different interpretation into this Rashi. The first explanation is, as we have explained, b'chol mido mido shemode decha, whether he gives you the good or whether he gives you the puranos, you lift the cup of Hashem, you call his name. But if you just look at the words literally, B'chol mida u'mida shemodei lecha, this has tremendous impact. With each and every mida that he gives you, serve him. People, and this is what we're talking about, the different soldiers in Hashem's army, everybody has different midos in life. Different strengths, different kochos, different talents, different abilities. You have someone who sings, I'm Simcha Leiner, and who goes around being misameich people through the gift of music. And we need doctors, and we need lawyers, and we need mothers, and we need mail carriers. I'm not making a joke. Every person has a different koach with which they can serve Hashem. B'chol mida u'mida shemodei decha. Find the midah in which you excel and use it to serve Hashem. And it's a very simple pshat, but with very deep and far-reaching implications. So Avechuk says every person has a tafkid in life. He says there's no such thing as a person doesn't have a tafkid. Then he says not everyone knows what their tafkid is. That's a different story. The first key is to identify, what am I good at? And then when you know that you're good at, rise to the occasion. Just in the simple level of pshat, look at the words. What are the midos? Are you a baker? So you can make simcha cakes. You can make challah for somebody for Shabbos. Are you a singer? Go be sameach. Are you a teacher? Are you a lawyer? Whatever it is. And even within, I'm thinking for myself, teachers. There are those who can teach at the preschool level, those at the elementary, those at college. It's different. We need all kinds in our Avodas Hashem, so which teaches us that we have to appreciate not only our own kochos, but every kind of Jew. There are many types of soldiers in Hashem's army, and it's really the time of introspection, but also the time of appreciation. We know that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on averos bein adam lechavero, unless there is repair. You can be sorry to Hashem, and you could kap achei, and you're never going to do it again bein adam lemakom, and you're going to say birkas hashachar every single day with absolute kavan, and Hashem will forgive you, and you're going to get another chance. But when it comes to bein adam lechavero, it's an area we all. Listen, if our Bein Adam Lechaver was perfect, we would have the Beis Hamikdash already. It's an area we are all negligent in. I'm talking to myself absolutely first. We have to appreciate that Hashem needs many type of soldiers in His army. The lotus go to do. Banim atem laHashem Elokeichem. You're all sons. Father does not reject that child just because he's different. Look at the parent who has such different children. I know families where the children are vastly different, and the parents are loving of every child. Lo tisko dudu. If you recognize that everybody is sons to Hashem, your God, then don't make divisions. And when you make divisions, Rechman Eletzlan, it causes disunity and terrible strife. Okay, anything else on that before I move on? Okay, now I want to move on. I said I want to talk about the mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay. Teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avirin, esro, ha'gzeira. Like I said, the shiur at the main group is focusing on the aspect of tefillah. I want to talk about tzedakah a little bit. Rav Salvechik teaches tzedakah demonstrates, quote, sympathy, compassion, and a willingness to share with others, which means that part of the giving of myself to somebody else is not only the giving, sympathy, compassion, and a willingness to share with others. For this reason, he says, forgiveness on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur can be attained only through tzedakah. We already spoke about the fact that Yom Kippur is not mechapra on bein adam lechaveiro. You have to go out of your way to show sympathy, compassion, a willingness to share with others. That's his definition of tzedakah. That's what tzedakah demonstrates, I should say. Rav Salvechik says something very interesting. A sinner is, in essence, a captive. Imagine you're in jail, and you have to post bail, bond, whatever it is. You have to pay a ransom, he writes, he says. In order to redeem yourself from the prison of sin, you need a ransom. And what's your ransom? What's the bond or the bail you have to post? The tzedakah. Right? So the sympathy, so it's not only how you give the tzedakah, it's the way in which you give the tzedakah. I'll tell you something so interesting. My daughter worked second half at a backyard camp on the block. It was very, very nice. Baruch Hashem, she had a very good second half. And she got tips at the end of the summer. She wasn't paid, but she got tips. The mothers, I could not believe how impressed I was with these mothers. They wrote the nicest notes. It wasn't just that they put a few dollars in an envelope. You made, dear Tamar, you made our son Summer so happy. Thank you for helping him during swim time. It was toddlers and preschoolers. I was so impressed with the sensitivity. Now, this isn't tzedakah, it's a minion of Akar Satov, I understand, but the way in which you do something, I even texted the woman who runs the camp, I said, I'm so impressed with your mommies. I can't believe it. I'll tell you, it's a muster for me. I put outside of the envelope the name of the counselor, the Rebbe, and I write from, and I write thank you. And at the end of August, I ksiv v'chasim atova. Okay. But just a personal note makes something so much more special. When we give tzedakah, and that's really what it is, sympathy, compassion, and a willingness to share what? To share of yourself. So my son told me, the big one said that his head counselor in Sibra Camp, Dara Golding, said, that one of the most meaningful tips he ever got many, many years ago was $5 in an envelope. And the person wrote a note saying, I can't afford to give more, but the nicest note on how much they appreciated the job that he did for them. So when it comes to giving tzedakah, it's a tremendous mussar haskel for us. It's sometimes is easy to write the check, and it's sometimes much harder to give of ourselves and to be sympathetic and compassionate to somebody else. As we prepare for Chodesh Elul, Shabbos Kodesh, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, and Sunday, of course, it's a timeless, I wrote, and timely lesson. I want to point out something very, very interesting that occurred to me last week when I was preparing. Teshuva Tefila Tzedaka Ma'avirin Es Roa HaGzeira. We all know the words. We've been saying it our whole lives. The climax of the Yom Hadin, of the Yomim Naraim. Repentance, tefillah, prayer, tzedakah. How do we translate it? Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avir, nesro, gzeira. What do we typically say it means? In English.
Repentance, prayer.
No, I'm saying the ma'avir and esra ha'gzeira.
Oh, well, take away the bad decree.
We say erases the evil decree. So these are the tools to come back to Hashem. Now, first of all, I want to point something out. Teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah. Teshuvah is the realm of Bein Adam la'atzmo. If you want to come back to Hashem, you need to repair yourself in three realms. Are you okay over there? In three realms. Teshuvah is Bein Adam La'atzmo. That's what Levi Yitzchak Berdipshitz Cheshban HaNefesh. I'm going to be better. B'chol me'odecha, what midos do I have? I don't have to worry about the other guy. His avodas Hashem is not my business. Why can't we remember that? I'm screaming at myself. Why can't I remember that? What am I so worried about? Someone else does. Bein Adam La'atzmo is the first realm that is Ma'avir Nesro HaGzeira. Teshuvah is repentance is within myself. Tefillah, which realm is that?
Bein Adam
L'Makom. Between me and God. I have to shifri kamayim libech nochach p'nei Hashem. Pour out your heart. Shifri kamayim libech, like water before God. Tefillah is karav, karban, closeness to Hashem.
Relationship. A relationship with Hashem.
Of course, our relationship with Hashem through tefillah. Rav Salvechik says about tefillah, quote, it is the prayer is the highest religious experience there is. And sometimes I remind myself of that when I'm trying to rush through the daven because I have to get somewhere. What am I rushing to get somewhere? This is the highest religious experience there is. Where else do I have to be that's more important than this? So tefillah is the highest religious experience there is. I'm repairing the realm of service between me and the Creator. And finally, there's teshuvah between me and myself. There's tefillah between me and God. Karav, karban, offering myself. And then finally, there's tzedakah. And tzedakah is, says Rav Salvechik, sympathy, compassion, a willingness to share with
others.
Others. That is the realm of
relationships.
Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Between me and my fellow man. So if we want to erase the evil decree, ma'avirin esroa ha'gezeira, we have to look at the global picture. The whole picture of Avodah Hashem, like my son said, what are we? It was such an interesting question. He's 10 years old. And I said to him after, we need to be the best Jews we can be, to keep the mitzvos and to be the best Avodah Hashem possible. And it's all three realms. It's all encompassing. Did someone say something? I didn't hear. But I want to say something very interesting that didn't occur to me till last week. I actually texted it to a friend. Ma'avir nesro ha'gzeira, a gzeira is something that Hashem decrees, not usually in a very good way. Roa is bad, something's ra. Ma'avir is a very strange word, because we've spoken about this before, I believe. Why is it a very strange word? Because the shorosh is ayin beis resh. Okay, ma'avir nesro ha'gzeira. Ayin beis resh, we've spoken about this, is Avera, the shorosh of sin. It's the root word of Avar, the past, and it's the root word of to cross over. Aver Hayarden, the Moshe is constantly saying, you're going to that side, I'm staying on this side. Okay? So we've said, what is the connection between Avera, Avars in the past, and Avar to be crossed over? Right, so before we answer Ma'avir Nesro HaGzeira, we said Avera is a sin. It crosses us to the other side, Avar. What does it mean, cross us to the other side? It puts a great distance between us and the Almighty. The greatest consequence of sin is the distance it puts between man and God. I'm going to repeat it. The greatest consequence of sin is not the punishment I'm going to get. It's the distance it puts between me and Hashem. Hashem and sin cannot dwell together. Right after sin, God's taking a stroll in the garden. God's taking a stroll in the garden. The Kabbalists say, God's leaving. Why is he leaving? Because they sinned. We're not neighbors anymore. Shechina, Shachin, neighbor. What happened? Your neighbor means you're very close to somebody. I wouldn't say about my neighbor that he's someone who lives in Northwood. I live in Cedarhurst. It might be my friend. But if I say to the kid, I need a cup of sugar from the neighbor, I'm not saying drive to Northwood. That makes no sense. The neighbor is close to you. The guy next door. Salvechuk says, what is the purpose of Mishkan Shechina Shachin? Hashem lives at 12 harabais, and I live at 13 harabais. By the way, this is a metaphoric. It's not literal. No, I'm not making a joke. Someone came over to me after Sharon asked me about it, so I'm putting it out there. So Avedic says, Hashem lives at 12 harabais, I live at 13 harabais, and we are on very close terms. Karav, Karban, Tfilah. You are close to Hashem when the Shechina, Shachin, is your neighbor. But when you sin, Vayishmus Kol Hashem Elokim Mishalik Bagan the Ruach Hayom, and you cause Iker Shechina Be'el Yonim, the Shechina, your Shachin, it's unbelievable. Hashem Kol is tremendous. The Shechina, your neighbor, leaves. Now he's far away. You are Batachtonim, and Shechina is Be'el Yonim. So what is the greatest consequence of Aveira, sin? You've just crossed over. You are now Aver Layardin. You are on the other side. God Kaviyachos is on one side, and you are on the other side. You're distant from Hashem. What does it have to do? I didn't get to Marvira Shoagzer yet. I'm getting there. I'm Mamish Baruch Pokech Ivrim. It occurred to me last week. What does it have to do with the past?
You can leave it.
That's
in the
Nakuda of Teshuvah. You have to have Charata Al Ha'avar. A Kabbalah al Ha'asid. If you allow yourself to become stuck in the past, there's no hope for moving forward. I'm a Baal Lashon Hara. I told Lashon Hara last year. For 40 years I've been saying Lashon Hara. Every time I try, I can't move forward, so now I'm stuck in the past. So you might have Charata al Ha'avar, but if you don't have Kabbalah al Ha'asid, I'm talking about Kabbalah Asid, how do you translate that? Acceptance to be better in the future. That means literally you have to resolve to be better, but metaphorically you have to keep your eye on the future. You have to know you can do better. Tomorrow you might not speak Lashon Hara, even though you've been speaking it for 40 years. You're going to be a better person. So now we understand the connection between Aveira, sin, Avar, sin, the greatest consequence of sin is the distance it puts between me and God, and past. What's the connection with the past? If I allow myself to become stuck in the past, yeush, despondency, I can't move forward. Now we come to Ma'avir Nesro HaGzeira. So beautiful. The root word is this Ayin Beis Reish. But what does Ayin Beis Reish have to do with erase the evil decree? So why don't you put a different word that says cancels or annuls or tears up the evil decree? Avara, what's it telling you? That with Teshuvah Bein Adam La'atzmo, with Tefillah Bein Adam La'makom, and with Tzedakah Bein Adam L'chaveru, you can cross back to the other side. Ma'avirin et Roa HaGezera, you leave the Roa HaGezera over there, and you cross back once again to be neighbors with Hashem. You can be close to him again. Man should never give up. There should never be a sense of yeush. No matter how bad I did, I never have kavana for, I don't know, pick something that you don't have kavana for. I never say Asher Yatzer with concentration. How can I do it tomorrow? You can. It's a global approach of repairing all three realms of Avodas Hashem, but no, Ma'avir Nesra Gzeira. Hashem is saying, there's hope for you yet. You can cross over and come back to the other side. And what's the other side? Once again, I'll be at 12 harabais, you'll be at 13 harabais, and we can be on very good terms. Yes?
Now, there's also thinking that Ma'avir Nesra Gzeira, you can now put the distance not between you and Hashem, but between the Roa HaGzeira. Now that's
very nice, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for the water, whoever put it out here. Very, very nice. Ma'avirnas roh hagzera, perhaps we're saying, not only are you crossing back to Hashem, but the same distance you put between you and God, you now put between you and sin. Ma'avirnas roh hagzera, you cross away from the sin and therefore the evil decree. Very nice. Okay, very, very nice. So the pasuk says in this week's parasha, okay? Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Zion 15:7. So we're talking about Tshuva, we're talking about Elul, we're talking about the Parsha, we're talking about Divrei Musar. Ki yebecha evyon, when there will be amongst you, I mean 15:7 Tesvav Zion, when there will be amongst you a destitute person, me'achad achacha, from one of your brothers, I'm going to six Parsha, ba'achad sha'aracha, at one of your gates, translated literally as gates, but it means in one of your cities, right? The gate represented the entranceway to the city in the back in the day, ba'artzucha, in your land, where Hashem gives you, lo ta'ameitz es levavcha, do not harden your heart. Wow, I didn't even realize this when I was preparing. V'lo tikpos es yadcha, don't close your hand, mi'achicha ha'evyon, from your destitute brother. But if you look at the order here, it really ties into what we've been speaking about. We said of Salvechik says that tzedakah is sympathy, compassion, and a willingness to share with others. Notes he puts sympathy and compassion first. So does the pasuk. In giving you instructions on how to give tzedakah, it doesn't say don't close your hand and be compassionate. First it says, lo ta'ameitz es levavcha, don't harden your heart. Then that's the sympathy and the compassion. Then it says, lo tikpots es yadcha, do not close your hand. So when it comes to the inyan of giving tzedakah, there are two aspects. There's the actual giving, and there is the feeling which it should engender. And the feeling which it should engender is, if I was in that situation, how would I want someone to treat me? And that leads to sympathy and compassion. Rashi says on this pasuk, Anye Ircha Kol Mim, the people in your city take precedence over the pauper in another city, La Anye Ir Acheres. Then Rashi says, Lo ta'amit, who shall not harden your heart. By the way, again, the pasuk puts that first. Opening the heart comes before opening the hand. Doesn't that make sense?
It's also the order of teshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah. Because if you don't look at yourself first, and you don't look at your own intentions, then you could never get to the second or the third part of it.
Okay. So how do you see that in tzedakah?
You said first you have to have sympathy and compassion, which is the teshuva.
Okay.
You gotta try to live the life of God, which is relationship, which will allow you to give tzedakah.
Okay, very nice.
It's the same order.
I'm just trying to figure out, so how are you saying the Bein Adam L'Makom fits into here?
Because if you don't look into yourself and see why you're doing what you're doing, your own intentions, how are you going to ever feel compassion and sympathy for somebody else?
Correct. So how does that fit into the realm of between me and God?
Well, a lot of times when a person can't, a lot of times people, when they're looking inside themselves, look to an outside support source, because you're not always, who keeps you honest?
It
gives you the rules of how to look into yourself.
Right, yeah, so, but I think what we need to add into what you're saying, the step of Ben Adam Lamakum, is to recognize that everything is decreed from Shemaya, but that it's just the circle. And, I'm sorry, Leichana says, I was asking you to get the answer, not to challenge you. Where does Hashem fit into all this? Chana says Hashem is Morish u'ma'ashir, mashpil af memoromeim. It's all up to Hashem. The fact that today I'm the one who's able to give tzedakah and he's on the receiving end does not mean Hashem can switch the wheel and tomorrow it will not be different. And in fact, Rashi says, me'achicha ha'evyon, im lo titein lo. Why is it called, again, your brother, the destitute person? Just say he's the brother means you're from the same family, you share the same genes, we're related. So Rashi says, if you don't give him in the end, you're going to be his brother in poverty. If you don't go through the action of first opening your heart and then being able to give in the end, you're going to be like him. You will be on that end. Of course, it's an inyan that we instill very, very young, in terms of chinuch, it's part of our Mesorah, is this aspect of, it really represents, truly represents, Bein Adam L'Chaver. It's the Mesorah of teaching from a very young age to the next generation that what we have is not ours. I forget what I was talking about, that I was saying just recently, this is mine. I think we were like cleaning up. So the table, so I was saying, this is mine. So I said, I don't mean it's mine. I said, I just mean that, I don't remember exactly how I reframed that. You know, a very young fellow in Baltimore was just Nifter. I had been saying his name for Refuah Shleima. He was 40 years old and the father of three very young children. My cousin who lives in Baltimore had given me his name. And I just went to check the news on Yeshiva World News, and I couldn't believe it. He had been Nifter on Thursday, so they set up a fund for his children. I don't work for them. I don't even know them. If anybody wants the link to the fund, I will be happy to pass it on to you. They set up for his children. So I said to the kids, you know, after the summer, they have Meiser money. I said, if you didn't give your Meiser yet, I showed them the picture of these three young boys, and I said, I was davening for this man, and I said, my cousin, they know my cousin, knew him, and right away, they all said yes, immediately. You know, the 10-year-old, they wanted to read the blurb about the fund, and 13-year-old, and they all said immediately that they want to give, and something very, very important, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh, we're all interdependent in all times and in all situations, and we have to remember that when it comes up to Allah and Yom HaDin as well, Hashem doesn't only judge us individually, he judges us as a klal. You want to see what's going on in the klal. Do you view the avion as a chicha? How would you take care of your brother? Take care of your brother because he's your brother. Or do you view him as a stranger and it's not your problem? And if the person is in a difficult situation and you view him as your brother, then Hashem will ensure that you are all taken care of. So I saw a beautiful the last thing I said was that Hashem will ensure we are all taken care of. Because we're judged as individuals, and Klal Yisrael is judged as a klal. Our land is judged, our people are judged, our nation is judged. How do you see the Evyon? The Pasuk says two times he calls him Achecha, your brother. Achicha, your brother. And you know, it was very, obviously I was very proud of the children right away. You know, they opened their wallets wherever they keep their Meiser and their Pushka, and they said yes. And I said, we'll add it on to what we're donating. So Rav Elimelech Biderman brings this down actually in last week's parasha. Torah Wellsprings on Akev, but I thought that it related very nicely to our learning today. Someone once came to Reb Herschel of Liska, Zchusu Yagen Aleinu, a Chassidish Rebbe, and say, Rebbe, I earn a livelihood from my store. Recently, someone opened a similar kind of store. I'm worried he'll take away my parnasa. So we already had one story in this. So Reb Herschel Liska told him a mashal. It's a tremendous mashal. There was a villager who owned a chicken. The chicken was a unique species. It was very precious to the owner. He cared for its feedings, drinks, he kept it warm, he took care of all its needs. One day, the villager brought another live chicken and he placed it in the coop with the first one. The first occupant was afraid, the first chicken's afraid it's a mashal, that the new resident's going to take his food supply, he's going to take away his water, there's not going to be any sustenance for him. So it began pecking and fighting with the new bird. It ripped off all her feathers. The first chicken is acting so foolish. It should have realized if the owner bought a second chicken, he will certainly serve them a double portion of food and water and warmth, enough for both. Said Rav Herschel of Liska to this certain man, you are speaking like the chicken. Why are you afraid a competitor will take care of your parnasa? Why don't you understand if you have another Jew, a competitor, Hashem will send both of you a double portion. Both of you will have your needs. I thought it was a great story. It goes back to being so worried about somebody else. We have to realize that Hashem could provide for somebody else. B'chol me'odecha, Hashem could provide for me. And it also relates very much to the Indian of tzedakah in this week's parsha. Because some people, I'm not saying us at this table, I'm not saying our children because we pass on the proper Mesorah. Some people are of the opinion that if I give away tzedakah, I'm not going to have enough. I'm now lacking. How could I give away X amount of dollars? Now I'm X amount of dollars less. It's the exact opposite. When you give away that certain amount of tzedakah, Hashem will ensure he can provide for the whole. My brother says to me, Micha, Hashem has provided for me. He says to me, when he's worried about parnas, he thinks to himself, Hashem provided for me for 37 years. I had everything I need. Am I not going to have food on my table? Then he says, never mind that. He's provided for billions of people and billions of creatures for 5,776 years. Is there not enough enough room for two animals in the same coop for Hashem to provide. So when we see Achicha HaAvion, how do we look at the other person in Klal Yisrael as your brother? How would you take care of your brother? You would take care of him very well. So if you give to that Achicha HaAvion, first of all, you help ensure in a way that there won't be you, because if you don't give to him, it will Chalila be you. And the second thing is Hashem can provide for all. Just because you give away from what's yours, it's not yours, you're a guarantor, you pass it along, Hashem will ensure that you have enough. Yes?
That's Aser to Aser. If you give myself
very nice
to Asher, then you will have more money.
Very nice. That's by Yaakov Avinu when he's leaving.
Yeah, but in the land.
The dream, when he's on his way out of Luz. And he says, everything that Hashem gives me, Aser to Aser. Very nice.
But in the laning for Yantif, Aser to Aser, you should give the master of
very
the
nice. Brothers. What's interesting here is about what you're saying is there's a lot of double lashon here as well. Ki pasoach tivchatach es yad chalo. The next pasuk, which I haven't even guided to yet. Open, you shall surely open your hand. V'haaveita avitenu, you should grant him, you shall surely grant him enough what he lacks so that he will have enough. So there's also the focus of the double lashon here. The other thing I just want to talk about for a minute before we go on is when we talk about tzedakah and giving to somebody else, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, tzedakah means justice. But we tend to think it's a nice thing that we do, but it's actually the law. It's what we have to do. It's not a nice thing that we do. It is something that is required of us to live our lives as a proper Jew. It represents the realm of bein adam l'chaveiro. That helps us ma'avirin es roa ha-gezeira, as we have explained. But it's not something nice that we do because we're good people. It's something that we do to make us good people because Hashem has decreed it upon us. But I do want to say that there's another form of giving tzedakah. If it's sympathy, compassion, and giving of yourself, I'm quoting the Rav again, there are many times when a person is in need and it's not monetary need. It's not the only type of lacking that a person faces. When there is an evyon, a destitute person, I have to tell you something so interesting. So I started to more recently, I like to look at Targum Unkelos in addition to the pshat with Rashi. What's very interesting is that you could actually, I don't want to say teach myself Aramaic, I can't speak or converse in Aramaic, but you can actually start to learn the Aramaic if you pay close enough attention to Targum Unkelos with the Psukim and learn which word means what. I have to tell you, Targum Unkelos translates the word Evyon. Ready? Ki yebcha Evyon, I'm still in the same Pasuk, 15:7. When you have a destitute person from one of your brothers, we already spoke about the inyan of recognizing that he is my brother in one of your gates, i.e. cities in your land. Are yehevach, says Targum Unkelos, miskena, chad me'achach. When you will have amongst you a miskena, samich, kuf,
unfortunate,
chaf, Nun Aleph. But the root word is miskein. What do we say? Eza miskeina. Oi, like
how unfortunate.
A sad case. Oi, miskeina. Did you fall down and you hurt yourself? Mako Ev, Eza miskeina. What hurts you? I don't even know how to translate. How do you translate it? Nebuch is not the right word. I know, but it's not. Nebuch has a very negative.
An unfortunate person.
A poor girl. You poor. Poor. What is the word in Lashon HaKodesh? Evyon. What is Targum Unkelos' word? Miskena. And it's a word that we still use today to mean, oivei, what happened to you? Such a miskein, such a miskein. Nebuch is, I understand, that's why I was avoiding saying it. Nebuch has a different connotation. Could be the child who fell down, who got a boo-boo, who got into a fight, and you say such a miskein. It's not, so I think.
It's from the root word of sakana.
Right, sakana is danger, correct. Correct. So when you have an evyon, so now really notice it doesn't say ani. which means the traditional word that we use for poor person. Avion, translated as miskein, gives us a different insight here, okay? Mm-hmm. There are people who can be miskein or miskeina, not in a situation of literal poverty, but emotional poverty, physical affliction. There are other, so Targum Onkelos helps us understand there are other types of situations where we need to have sympathy, quoting the Rav again, compassion, sympathy, compassion, and giving of ourselves to others. Not when it comes to literally sustaining them with monetary sustenance, but with helping their emotional needs. Say the child is a miskin, and once I know you have comments, 1 minute please. When you say the child is a miskin, and what do they want from their mother? A hug, a kiss. I'm not talking about the mother could do something. Let's say the mother can't really do anything in that situation. They want the warmth and the love. You know my scratcher. So you put in a boo-boo with polysport, and then the child, you put on Band-Aid polysport, and the child's still crying, mommy, it hurts. What could the mommy do more than what she did? Nothing. But what does the child want? The sympathy, the compassion, and the willingness to share of her love with others. Achicha. Just like the mother has compassion for that chicken, that child, there's certainly room to take care of the other chicken. I'm going back to the mashal / child. And it teaches us that sometimes we have to view another Jew as a miskin, not in a nebuch way, but in need of help. Targum Onkelos tells us that when they're in need of help, oh, it's not money, I can't offer them anything. Yes, you can offer them something. Find what you can do b'chome odacha for that other person. You may say something.
Well, evyon to'ei v'chol davar. That's what Rashi
say it again.
Evyon, Rashi says, to'ei v'chol davar. He needs everything. Not just money, but he needs everything.
Compassion.
He needs compassion. He needs assistance with whatever it is.
He needs sympathy.
So Rashi says, Hata'ev, ta'ev, kodam. Whoever is more wanting takes precedence. So you're saying it teaches us that it is a person who is in need.
He said it somewhere else. Everyone
okay, very nice. Very nice, very nice. Did you want to say something?
Not after that. That's a great
one. No, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking that we were just talking about what you want from the mommy. You want to kiss the boo-boo.
That's right.
And when you kiss the boo-boo, there's all kinds
better.
Of metaphorical ways of doing that. Yes. Sometimes it's just lending an ear. Sometimes somebody is miskin. They need somebody just to listen to them, to vent about the things that are going on.
And not only with a child, sometimes a friend or another person.
Right.
That's absolutely
right.
True.
And that will help sometimes.
Okay, I wish I had it here because you just said sometimes they need someone to listen to them, to vent, lending ear. Those are the three terms that you just used. Did anyone see last week Rabbi Laura Jonathan Sachs's every Wednesday he sends out a Dvar Torah?
No.
Okay, so it was Bashert that I read it, obviously. Very, very brilliant Rav, very, very accomplished. He doesn't need my accolades. But the point is, it's Vasher, because I don't always, Hashem should forgive me, I'm saying this out loud, read them because they're sometimes very philosophical. I read it this week, and it was Mamash Vasher that I read it because it was so, it's called The Spirituality of Listening. And it's on the word Shamoa Tishma, Shema Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elkecha Doresh Mimcha, Shema Yisrael Shem Elkecha Shem Echad. And he says the word Shema, you brought up listening. And it really fits very, very nicely in relation to our learning today. You said they need a listening ear, someone to vent to, someone to hear them. He speaks about the word, the root word, shin mem ayin, which of course means to listen. He says, I believe, I don't have the article here, I actually printed it out. It appears 92 times, but I could be wrong, in the book of Devarim alone. And he says, Yahadus is a religion of listening, not of seeing. We can't see Hashem, but we believe and we know that He listens to us. What came, that's the whole Indian of tefillah. We're also talking about tefillah today. What came to my mind when I read that line from Rabbi Sachs is Rabbanit Henkin. And when they interviewed her a short time after, it's unbelievably coming up to Chol Hamoed Sukkot, it'll be the first yurtzeit of Rabbi Eitam and Naama Henkin, Hashem Yinkom Damo. And she says, Ani misaperet lo midayom sh'ani lo smecha. I tell God every day I'm not happy. V'ani yodat shehusham lishmoa. And I know that He is there to listen. אני גם מבינה שיש לי תפקיד להמשיך. I understand that we spoke about a tafka, that I have a tafka to continue. ואני משתדלת כמיטב יכולתי. And I am trying to the best of my ability. It's about everything we spoke about today. It's about the knowledge that someone is listening. Someone with a cat blast. First of all, no, on both levels. Okay, so what you said. So Rabbi Sack says, Shamoa, we are a yahadus of listening, not of seeing. We can't see Hashem yet. We have an intimate relationship with him. But he ends the essay by saying, you know what, I'm going to quote it. I saved it on my phone. One second, please. The Dvar Torah. He ends by saying, oh, I could tell you how many times it says in Sefer Dvarim. 92. Thumbs up, Micha. Hear what God is saying. Hear what I am saying. Shema means listen, heed, pay attention. Listen to what he wants from us. If you would only listen, Judaism is a religion of listening. Okay. And he compares the Greeks to the Jews. Yavan was a religion of seeing. The Olympics, the body, what makes you feel good. Pleasure. Yahadus is a religion of listening. And he says, today, if we indicate that we understand what someone has said or we sympathize, what do we say?
I hear you.
Hearing has become the symbol of Yahadus. One second. Speaking and listening are not forms of detachment. They are forms of engagement that create a relationship. That's tefillah. Speaking, we're speaking, and he is listening, create a relationship. They are forms of engagement. See, it's good you commented. You didn't want to comment. Ha. Listen to this. In revelation, God speaks to us. In prayer, we speak to God. In Meir, I've heard it said, I believe it's the Ragachav Gaon who said, when we learn Torah, Hashem speaks to us. When we daven, we speak to him. But listen to this one line. And it relates to Achicha HaEvyon, because we're understanding. First, we understood the realm of tzedakah. Okay, I'm not passing halacha in this class. I'm passing halacha in any class. This isn't a halacha class on giving tzedakah. It's a shkafa class. The first is the union of giving the tzedakah to Ba'avir and Esro HaGzeira. The second is the Evyon is not only the Ani. The Evyon is the Miskein, which led to our comments on listening. Listen how he ends. If you want to understand any relationship between husband and wife, parent and child, employer and employee, and I'm going to add one Jew and another, pay close attention to how they speak and listen to one another. Ignore everything else. It is such a profound statement. Okay? Listening lies at the very heart of every relationship. It means we are open to the other. We respect him, and his feelings matter to us. A good parent listens to the child. A good employer listens to the worker. A good company listens to the clients. Listening is the climate in which love and respect grow. So when we talk
about
Achicha HaEvyon, sometimes what the person wants from us is not the money. And if we're talking about a miskein and not an ani, then dafka, they may not need the money, but they need what? They need the power of a sympathetic ear. They need the power of compassion, and ultimately, they need the power of love. I just want to say, I did want to say one thing that I'm going to see if I could find it. If not, I'm going to end with my Berkas Hedyot. One second, please. There was one more vignette that I want to tell you. Okay, I'm going to end with this. We spoke about the three realms of Avodas Hashem. We spoke about Tfila, Teshuva, and Sadaka. We spoke about Ma'avir and Esrua HaGzeira. We spoke about developing our Kesher to Hashem in all three realms. Last line. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef, says Rabbi Nachman of Kosov, Zchuso Yagen Aleinu, would urge people to observe Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid Pasuk from Tehillim. Hashem is before me always, even while they do business. In other words, while you're doing the mundane, put God before you always. They asked him, how is it possible? How can you think about Hashem while doing business? The mind is focused on other matters. He replied, I see people are capable of thinking about their business while they daven. So why can't they think think about, so why can't they think about Hashem while they do their business? So as we usher in this very holy time of Elul, Hashem should help us overcome the Yetzer Hara. We should be successful in all three realms, Teshuvah Bein Adam La'atzmo, Tefillah, and everything it means that we spoke about, Bein Adam La'makom, Tzedakah Bein Adam L'chaveiro, because they together have the power to be Ma'avira Nesro HaGzeira, and with that we should all be Zocha individually and nationally to Aksiva V'chasima Tova, Shana Tomu V'rachas, Amin V'amin. Thank you, ladies.